Well, for years, public health experts have worried that oil and gas development could be making people living near drilling sites sick. And health questions have only intensified as scientists compile more data. Reed Frazier of Here and Now contributor The Allegheny Front reports that some doctors in Pennsylvania want to put a pause on fracking to study its impacts on health.
Jane Worthington's daughter, Alexis, was basically healthy until 2011. That's when a gas company drilled a well a half mile from her elementary school in a Pittsburgh suburb. Worthington says that's when the symptoms came.
She's had unexplained bruising, excessive thirst, rashes, bullseye rashes, pink irritated eyes, bloody noses, swollen joints, and damage to her growth plates.
Worthington spoke at a press conference calling for stronger fracking regulations. And it's complaints like these that worry Philadelphia doctor Walter Tsu. So in 2013, he wrote a resolution for the Pennsylvania Medical Society, which represents around a quarter of the state's doctors, calling for a moratorium on new hydraulic fracturing. It didn't go over very well.
People said, you know, they built a new wing to my hospital now, and I really can't say anything bad about gas drilling, and it's too early for us to say anything because it's just started in our communities.
The Medical Society voted down his resolution. But this fall, the group reversed course, calling for a moratorium on fracking, making it the Society's official position. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, a Democrat, opposes a moratorium, as does the oil and gas industry. The industry warns a moratorium would harm the state's economy and points out that increasing natural gas use leads to less air pollution from coal. Fracking and related activities can contribute to ambient air pollution and potentially contaminate groundwater. And for years, people near well pads have complained about health impacts. Tsu, a former health commissioner of Philadelphia, says the best thing for the state would be to put a pause on new drilling.
We have to really rethink carefully about whether this is the right thing to do.
The Medical Society is also calling on the state to fund a registry on shale-related health complaints, as well as more research. Improving public health surveillance on this issue is crucial, says Ralph Schmelz, a Pittsburgh physician and past president of the Pennsylvania Medical Society. At a recent conference on fracking and public health, Schmelz said when the drilling boom first came to the state in 2008, there just wasn't that much research on how it could impact health. But that's changed.
In the last, 7 or 8 years, there's been an explosion of research in the area.
Recent federally funded studies show increased hospitalization rates, asthma, and premature births among people who live near fracking sites. But Schmelz has a word of caution about those studies.
But we still have tremendous difficulty because those symptoms are very common. Symptoms, asthma is very common. Exacerbations of asthma are common. You know, headaches are common. Migraine headaches are common.
Basically, just because there's a link between fracking and health symptoms, that doesn't mean fracking is the cause. He says more studies are needed to help iron out this question. That's where a health registry would help. This year, the state gave $100,000 to the Department of Health to create a program to record the potential health impacts of drilling.
So we're open for business to hear of any concerns or complaints.
Rachel Levine is Physician General of Pennsylvania. She says in the last 2 years, the Department of Health has received over 100 complaints from Pennsylvanians who said fracking nearby was making them sick. That includes reports of rashes, nosebleeds, and anxiety. Levine says while the registry is picking up more shale-related health complaints, right now, it's not enough to put a pause on the fracking industry, like the Pennsylvania Medical Society wants.
I guess if there were consistent studies with compelling data that showed a clear and present danger, then we would certainly bring that to the administration's attention and consider that.
Meanwhile, the Medical Society's call for a moratorium will stay on the books, and Dr. Walter Tsu says he hopes the state government will take notice. For Here and Now, I'm Reed Frazier.